Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to the Assembly. IFLA is very pleased to be here and extremely delighted to be working with the WBU more closely than ever before. I thought I'd just start by explaining what IFLA is. As David mentioned, it's the International Federation of Libraries and Library Organisations. It has thousands of members around the world, and it works through a structure of specialist divisions. The blind section is one. The current president is Kay Razaroka of the University of Botswana. The presidential theme is the digital divide, which is obviously a problem which concerns us all and steers our section's plans. The Libraries for the Blind section itself has 80 member organisations, and it also has a subgroup of Francophone members. Our purpose is to support the establishment and development of library services for the blind, whether that's through specialist organisations or through mainstream libraries that want to serve blind and partially sighted members. As David's just said, and as you all know only too well, there are many problems and barriers that prevent you getting access to books and information. And we believe that libraries can play a very big part in solving these problems. So that's why we're here this week, to discuss with you what you need now and in the future, to talk to you about what libraries can do for you and how we can work better together. I'd like to just say a few words about our strategic plan, and in the interests of brevity, I'm not going to go into all the details of our various projects and activities, but I would like to just tell you about the four main elements and some of the key areas that we're looking at. And much of this plan, of course, is delivered with our colleagues in the DAISY Consortium, and we recently enjoyed having a conference with them hosted by Microsoft at their office in Seattle, where we discussed a lot of these problems and how we can work together more effectively in the future. So the first of the four elements of our plan is working together with partner organisations to create a global library for the blind. And we see that user groups, and principally the World Blind Union, are very key in this relationship. The sort of areas that we're working on here are how we can develop our collections jointly, finding ways of sharing content more effectively, both on the traditional model of interlending, but also new methods that are more suitable to the digital age, and also finding ways that we can help customers to discover what's available for them anywhere in the world by linking and combining catalogues. The second area of our work is establishing and supporting guidelines and best practice for accessible library services. And we've made quite a lot of progress in this area over the last few years, having developed various different guidelines. And next year will be critical when we'll see the publication of guidelines for library services for the blind and new guidelines for accessible digital library systems. The third area of our work is marketing and advocacy, and obviously this is an area where it's extremely important that we work together with partners such as the DAISY Consortium and the World Blind Union and make common cause together, lobbying international organisations, national bodies, governments and other organisations. We're working on copyright together, as David mentioned. We're working with publishers. We're trying to deal with postal issues, telecommunications issues, and the World Summit on the Information Society. And the fourth and final area that I want to mention is in the field of training and development, where we're trying to provide many diverse opportunities for staff to learn from each other and learn from good practice around the world in different ways. And we're trying to influence IFLA and its member libraries and encourage them to make accessibility a high priority in their own organisations. That's really a very quick summary of the work that we're doing. You can find more details on the IFLA website or at our stand, which we're sharing with the South African Library for the Blind. Thank you very much for listening. We look forward to making progress in these areas with our partners and together with you, and reporting back on our successes in 4 years' time. Now I'd like to hand over to Stephen King, who's going to talk about the work of the DAISY Consortium.